But first, we stopped out for this.
Same news for you.
Which is brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
Ooh-wee, look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's from a previous century.
What is that? Do you know what's in the hallway right now?
What?
The Constitution!
Oh, jeez. What do you mean? Not the real guy.
5 o'clock.
Yes. Like, right now. He just came on.
He is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In that hallway.
Where is he?
New York?
I don't know. I'm 93.3, right?
Yeah. We're speaking of WBAP has moved from 820 is now synced up on 93.3. So they're AMFM.
Yeah. It's Mark Levin, right?
Yeah.
Wait, hold it.
That's the guy that you...
Because you guys... I don't know if you know this about me.
You don't read the trades?
But I'm not that big of a corporate guy that keeps, you know...
Aren't you here for the all-staff meeting?
Email. No all-staff meetings. I don't read company email. That's all.
93.3, which was hit music from...
Yeah.
It used to be...
The Zone?
From now...
The Merge?
Like in the last 5 years or 1 year.
Hot 93,
1 month.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Like whatever music came out earlier today, they would play.
Yeah.
To now it's WBAP.
You are kidding me. Yeah. Wow, that's kind of big news.
I know.
That surprises me. You know, I should have known something was going on because I went into the break room earlier today, and there's all this 93.3 chapstick and coin purses and koozies and all this free swag
and
for 93.3.
They've got like
the budget.
COVID masks.
Yeah.
You think BAP has COVID masks?
No. That is the last promotional item they would ever invest in.
Chin diaper.
Go pick up a chin diaper.
Wow, so that's big news.
So yeah, typically, other big news that we need to stress is that Dave Lane obviously would typically be helming this segment, but he is on paternity leave, as he is going to take a few days to welcome in his brand new baby boy into the world.
He went through quite a bit during that birth, so...
Seriously.
You know, he...
There's no way he could broadcast.
He told me last night, he was on the Twitch stream, which thank you, Dave, for doing that. He can make it onto my Twitch stream. He just can't make it in here for y'all's show.
Well, it's a whole different thing.
But he told me that he was in the labor delivery room watching the Mavs play on his laptop.
Oh, yeah, Christmas night. Yeah, Luco scored 50. Yeah, come on. We have to make an exception.
It was a very difficult labor for him.
How cheap.
I'm going to need a couple weeks to recover from this.
How cheap is that?
He needs a couple weeks to recover from the Mavs
Luca
Christmas night game.
And I keep trying to like poke him a little bit and say, Dave, look, you know, my kids were born a long time ago. Understand that, but and Bob too. I'm like, we took like maybe a day.
Yeah, but in fairness, it's not about what Dave went through. It's about what she went through, and he's helping her.
That's right.
So he's her helper,
specifically from 3 to 7.
He's a wet nurse.
Yeah, he's not nursing the baby.
He could if he wanted to.
At one point, he could have.
I don't see why he couldn't.
I think he's lost 50 pounds.
Yeah, that's true. He's lost his milk weight.
Yeah, he was very milk healthy there for a while, but now.
Would that, okay, of all the Dave-isms and all the problems that Dave has had in his life since we've known him.
I wouldn't doubt that he lactates.
Yes. Like he was the first known lactating male. Like he broke new ground. Like
he's such
Dave.
A Charlie Brown. It was always stuff like that was happening to him.
Right, you know,
where are you going today, Dave? I got to go see my lactation person. We're trying to.
Like, especially in the 90s, I'd literally be like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yep.
You're lactating.
It's Dave.
Of course you are.
Why do you have Dave. Two wet spots on your chest right now?
Yeah, because remember he used to have the huge sweat rings.
Yeah,
he also have the nipple rings of
runs to the bathroom. Yeah. Holding. Nip.
What was the Albert
Brooks
movie?
He hears a crying
movie?
Baby, and he experiences letdown.
Broadcast news when Albert Brooks was just sweating uncontrollably. It's the greatest scene ever. Okay, so E! News time. Britney Spears has declared on her Insta feed that she will, quote, never, ever return to the music industry.
Wow.
She will eventually, but
man,
I mean, it will be like 20 years from now.
Dude, so when she's 60, with that voice, that little Mickey Mouse voice she has. You can't do that as an older adult.
Why are you policing what older women can do? I gotta stop being that character. That character drives me crazy.
I know. And as soon as, and here's, for those not involved in the play lot, the playlet, is that you, the minute you see that there's blood in the water.
Yeah, a chance to ride the high horse.
Your back straightens up.
Mm-hmm. And I get all prim and proper.
Yes.
And
yeah. Why do you have to do that? Scoldy.
I don't know. This is the body language associated with it.
It's absolutely character development at its finest.
It is.
Because we've found a new chapter.
She says, they keep saying I'm turning to random people to do a new album. Not true. I will never return to the music industry. I will continue to write. I write for fun, or I write for other people. For those of you who have read my book, there's loads that you don't know about me. I've written over 20 songs for other people the past 2 years as a ghostwriter. No credit. That's the way I want it, she says.
I don't understand that drop.
Do you think that she...
Junior Ghost.
Junior Ghost.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. Do you think that she's written hit songs for people? Because when she was in her heyday, at 18 or 21, I doubt she was writing anything.
I don't think she's... I didn't know she'd written anything.
Yeah, I don't think she did.
But... You know, talking about Britney is a tricky subject because
I know I do feel bad for her.
If you say that though, then that is like almost concern trolling, or she doesn't need your pity. And
yeah, but I mean, she's in her and Pamela Anderson are the two that I look at that were beyond huge at a certain time.
They were wronged by the culture.
They were totally wronged by the culture. But if they had to do it all over again, and I get it, they got millions of dollars, and Britney's, you know. Whatever. Happy in her giant mansion, I guess.
Strong Britney.
Would she trade it all in to just live a normal life where her parents didn't fight and get divorced, where she didn't hate her father, where she wasn't trapped as some sort of victim of whatever her people management did to her over a certain period of time? She has a relationship with her. She didn't maybe run through 3 or 4 different marriages, closer with her kids, all that stuff.
Is she still really gassy?
Did she ever say that?
Well, she had a moment.
What?
When she was on with Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
But you remember this?
Oh, no. That's some of y'all's stupidity.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Strong Britney.
And people did that with that song, that Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
They would put a drop in there. And,
yeah.
And then she'd sing Oops, I Did It Again.
Is there any trace of this, Ham?
What do you think that's labeled as, Ham? Britney farting?
I think that's a great way to start.
Yeah, that needs to be back in the lexicon.
To answer your question, I do think that she wants a regular life. And
yeah,
I think that she probably always... She looks like so many girls that I have known, mm-hmm. you know, because she was from Louisiana and I was from Mississippi.
Yeah.
And just these kind of... She's kind of a simple country girl who wanted to get married and have kids and everything, but she had all this talent and she got... You know, kind of shepherded and herded into the performing category. And I feel bad.
Pam Anderson with the sex tape and the hepatitis.
Well,
and
that's not her.
Yeah, that's pig snop. That's Anna Nicole Smith.
Where'd you get to eat?
Would Anna Nicole
pig
Smith
snop.
If she...
Hey, Tiger.
If she were alive, would she go back and say, you know what, probably not a good idea to do the whole J. Howard Marshall, I'm in love with a 90-year-old guy in a wheelchair?
I actually think that Anna
Nicole...
Or did
she have no other option?
Anna Nicole was a little bit...
Dumber?
No, it's not... Jeez, Corby.
Well, she's dead. She won't hear it.
You know the only two adjectives that Corby can think to use about women?
Hot
Here we
and
go.
Dumb. Bitch.
That's it.
Bob said it.
God, she's hot.
Bob scored 100 on the test.
Jeez, she's so dumb.
I study my Corby.
Oh, nice boobs.
Women are either... No, there's three options. They're either hot, mm-hmm. dumb, or hot and dumb.
Yeah, she's
crap,
so
baby.
Hot
That's
and Corby's dumb.
That's Corby's three categories of women.
Sex all night.
Oh, I appreciate him then eliminating fat.
Well, yeah. If you're not hot, then that's, you know...
Okay.
That's the other side of it.
Okay.
Right. You can deduce that.
Yeah. That's implied, Bob. That just goes without saying.
Barbie, Super Mario
or
Brothers.
Sturdy.
Sturdy. Barbie, Super Mario Brothers, and Oppenheimer led the box office. We got the note today. It was a 31% gain over the prior year for total monies made. 33.9 billion.
Is this in the company email, the corporate email box?
Well, I have friends in Hollywood that keep sending me things.
I didn't know if that was like an addendum to the BAP going at them.
No. 31% gain over the prior year, but that also kind of, we were coming out of the pandemic, I think, the year prior, and nothing really stuck. But nobody could have predicted the Barbenheimer superpowers. And I didn't realize this either, that
Oppenheimer was, it had some problems.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
So, I know, you're the guy.
Not that great.
Have you seen Killers of the Flower Moon?
I've not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear your take on that.
My sister's in that movie. For like a second.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sister.
Oh, yeah. Darth Bob. Was very interested that I just said that. Huh.
You have a twin sister.
And you have not seen Oppenheimer, correct?
No.
You got to see it before.
I definitely need to see it.
Yeah. I think it's out now on...
Don't waste your time.
He's got to see it.
I need...
No. What if it wins Best Picture and all that?
You got to watch instead of Oppenheimer?
Am I allowed to say I had a baby once and I can take a month to catch up on movies?
Yeah. That's the plan Dave's on.
Yeah.
No, instead of Oppenheimer, you ought to watch Life of Brian. That's a good movie.
I don't know if it's
You're
up
not
for an
allowed
Oscar.
To just throw old movies out there for him to waste his time with.
What about Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no,
that's a good one, too. Or Soul Man.
Yeah. On the waterfront, man.
Bob's all into Soul Man. Remember when Bob was all about Soul Man? Man, you really need to watch Soul Man. It really explores some deep themes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, did C. Thomas Howell go blackface in that?
Yeah, he kind of did.
And Bob was all about that.
Oh, man.
Bob went as Thomas Howell in Soul Man for Halloween like 3 years in a row.
No.
Hey, man. Soul Man.
It's just blackface.
See, I can do it because I'm just playing C. Thomas Howell. It's totally allowed.
It's Kimmel that did that.
Yeah, somehow he got away with that, didn't he? Carl Malone?
He did.
Gets away with it until his name comes up on Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just on the list.
And people post the Carl Malone name.
Dude, I didn't realize that.
It wasn't just the look either. I mean, he
went all in.
Talked.
He leaned into Carl. It.
I didn't realize that we mentioned the Aaron Rodgers fight with Jimmy Kimmel. I wasn't aware that the entire far, far right has flipped on Jimmy Kimmel, like that they have.
What do you mean flipped on him? They love him?
Well, no, they hate him.
Well, they've always hated him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, man, he is hammered on Trump unbelievably.
But they all do. All the late night guys. Why is he singled out? Stephen Colbert is worse than him.
Yeah, I don't
know. Or is Stephen Colbert more jokey about it?
Well, they're Hollywood elites, for one thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. On 93.3, we'll talk about that.
Here's Dua Lipa.
Bob, he's not introducing songs now, Corby.
Boy, that would be awesome, though, if the BAP guys...
Like, they're really leaning into the political
to
stuff.
Today's
Mark
Hot Rock.
Levin issues a hot opinion and then throws it to Don't Start Now. Start or stop?
Yeah. The spin
Here's
doctors.
The Jonas Brothers. 33.9 billion. I didn't realize, though, that Barbie obviously was the number one movie of last year. I didn't know that Super Mario Brothers was number two. It's a movie that I did not see and had no interest in seeing, but it made all the monies.
I saw it. It's pretty good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
What country led the entire world in box office?
Puerto Rico.
No, president. It was not.
China?
China.
Very good. Yeah. China.
They like action movies over there, I think.
What are you saying?
Exactly what I said. They like action movies.
Why are
there.
You making that Godzilla motion of?
First of all, that's Japan. Corby.
Now he's doing martial arts.
Yeah, there's what's going on?
Corby thinking that they're just the same thing. Wow.
Okay.
Corby.
Okay.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
We have
a good time to leave.
Yeah, please. Yes. We have a big rant revival segment next.
Hospital bed with a baby.
That's
and
right.
Him there. So they had a baby together?
So go ahead. Yes. She had a baby at 14, pregnant at 13. And so that is cut three.
After they came back and after his divorce was finalized.
Oh, by the way, pause that. They also found out that he was still married to a second wife that he had two kids with at the age of 21. So this marriage wasn't legal. So he had to divorce the second wife, remarry the 13-year-old, which he did.
After they came back and after his divorce was finalized, he remarried Myra so that there was no question that this was a marriage in good standing. But the damage was done.
It destroyed a man's career.
That's her.
But it didn't destroy our marriage. If anything, it made it stronger because we were attacked. We don't care what the world says or does. We should love each other.
Soon, Myra is overjoyed to learn that she's pregnant.
I always loved children.
What I had wanted all my life was a house, a home, and a baby.
All her life.
Yeah,
at
all
13.
13 years of it. Jeez.
And it was just okay. So then, fast forward, they get divorced, of course. He's cheating on her with 1,000 different women. He's addicted to whatever uppers there are of the day, amphetamines. He goes back to London, all right? In the 80s. This is him on stage in London in the 80s.
Really, sincerely, I would like to say one more time, what a great honor it is to be back in London, England. I feel like it's at home to me, you know. Well, this is where I first came over, and I brought my little 13-year-old cousin with me. Remember that? Little did I know she was really a cousin. 32nd cousin of mine.
So wrong. And he thrived for 50 years after this went down.
Why is DJ in there applauding all this? What are you doing, DJ?
I hear a man filled with contrition there.
Is that not right? Yeah, he's truly sorry for the wrong. And by the way, Jerry Lee Lewis married 8 times. So he got married 6 more times or whatever after that. And a few of them died in very mysterious circumstances.
Really?
Dude, it is crazy.
So he's in hell.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He's in hell right
he's
now.
He's in the deepest parts of hell.
You know who his cousins are, other than her?
In real life?
Yeah.
Who?
Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Swaggart.
Really?
That's what I remember. I mean, I think that's right. So Gilley's, when you go to Gilley's.
Right. That's a part of it. Well,
Jerry Lee Lewis's cousins.
The TV show, again, is called Who the Blank Did I Marry? It's on Discovery. I think you can watch it on Max.
Okay. That was the show that Julie was on after she caught Corby.
Right.
With the
I knew he loved
dogs,
but we all love dogs, but all right, Gordo, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you guys.
There it is.
Thank you guys.
The rant revived.
She got halfway down the block.
So
you're running after her in boxers, broad daylight.
You were a little off.
Okay.
It was actually worse.
Oh no.
It's like it was worse. So, yes, she had gone off to work or whatever early in the morning, and our basset hound, Lola, was in the bed, and I kind of was rubbing her belly and felt what I thought was a tick. And I was kind of half out of it, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that a tick? And so in my boxers, I kind of roll her over. And I can't like bend over and look at her. So what I do is I pull her to the end of the bed.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I flip her over.
Talk slower.
I get on my knees on the end of the bed. So I'm not on the bed. Gosh. I'm actually on the floor with my head up there. Holding her two legs splayed.
Holding the back legs. Oh, geez, Corby.
Oh, Corby. What's next? Corby.
And then I start fishing around for what I thought was a tick. And behind me, I don't hear anything as far as footsteps or anything. All I hear is, oh my God, what are you doing? And I just imagine what that looked like is my back is to her.
I realize your knees are on the floor.
Yes. So I could get a better view of this dog.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, you got a V formation of dog legs bracketing your head.
Yeah. And I froze. Like I'm sitting there and I'm like, what? and I kind of just realize what is going on is I'm nude.
Gosh. Did she buy your explanation?
Thank God Julie's gone. Now finally I have time.
What's also strange is if a person was going to do something like that, do something with a dog, a guy doing something with a dog.
Yeah.
Is that the thing that you would choose to do?
I don't know.
Seems like a weird. I mean, it's very giving of you, I guess.
Yeah.
Eden ain't cheating.
So shut up. So with one leg now grabbed, I remember turning around and she's standing there and I'm like, I just kind of look around at the whole scene. I go, no. And then I had to explain what was going on.
I can explain everything. Hold on.
Just give me a second.
I don't want to hear it, Corbin. I don't want to hear it.
You promised
me. I've had enough. You said last time that...
Meanwhile, I just woken up, and so down there, I'm all like kind of...
He's got morning wood as well.
Can you imagine?
This huge tent pitched... You're trying to say, wait, honey, let me explain.
Right.
As you're a foot away from her, but still touching her. Let me explain. She looks down and sees that.
Oh, Corby.
And it's kind of, you know, how sometimes it'll fall out of the slot, the front.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're at full mast. You got a towel hanging off of it.
Just a tick.
Right. I've got Clifford on in the background, just whatever.
For visual stimulation
right.
as well.
Oh, Clifford, yeah. You are a big red dog.
Corby. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay. So the sports story I wanted to bring you today.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know that I told you this before, Gordon, but I've always been horrified by what went on in the 50s and 60s with Jerry Lee Lewis and then Elvis. Uh-oh. Because they both dated and then married teenagers. Now, Jerry Lee Lewis, who I'm sure you guys in there, are you familiar with Jerry Lee Lewis at all? Does that name even ring a bell?
No.
At all.
Not me, no.
Isn't that wild? Just doesn't resonate at all. Ham, you?
No.
Lando?
Familiar with the name, not sure why.
Okay, Great Balls of Fire, whole lot of shaking going on. Does that do nothing for anybody?
No.
Is he Randy Newman?
I want to die.
Yeah, he's Randy Newman.
Yeah. Anyway, he is one of the pioneers of rock and roll. He was
is
around
he young
with
Gravy.
It was. And I guess country music too, but whenever they all kind of were one thing pre-Beatles, where it was Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard too, I guess. And there were a handful of guys. But anyway.
I want to say there's an early photo of Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis gathered around the piano at Sun Studios, in 54 or something like that.
Yeah, so there was a TV show, I guess there is a TV show, that is called Who the Blank Did I Marry? And it's a Discovery show, all right, which I didn't know. And there's been a handful of seasons of this, and it's about men and women who marry someone who they come to find out wasn't what they thought that they married. Well, the bride of Jerry Lee Lewis, the 13-year-old bride.
How old was he?
21. Mm. Myra Williams did an episode that just came out on this show, Who the Blank Did I Marry?
And they were related, I believe.
They were cousins.
First or second?
First cousins.
Oh.
And at the time when he was 21... his brother-in-law or something had Jerry Lee Lewis move in with him in Memphis because he was trying to form a band and he was a bass player and all that and Jerry hadn't broken out yet. And as Myra describes it, he took a shining to her very early on, showing up at her school. This is a seventh grader.
Oh my.
Yeah. And eventually, he never made a move on her or anything, but eventually
He just married her.
Showed up at school and had a marriage license and said, and it was legal at the time in Tennessee. And shocking, I know. And so she goes, what is this? And he's like, we're getting married in the morning. And instead of taking her to school, he drove to the Justice of the Peace or whatever. They end up getting married. And unbeknownst to the parents, they had no idea any of this was going on at all. And so, as legend has it, the father found out about it, takes his shotgun up to Sun Studios, where Jerry was recording at the time, and was like, I'm going to kill him. And I guess the Sun Studio people warned him. He got out of there. And then when they showed up, the Sun Record folks, they were like, look, you can't do anything about it. It's already happened. It's legal. There's nothing you can do. And the parents were like, well, I guess there's nothing we can do.
She's his legal wife.
Yes.
Then, so.
And at the time, a Tennessee law said that if you were married, you weren't allowed to go to school. You had to stay at home and take care of the house. So, as she put it in the episode,
celebrating that?
She had to learn how to vacuum and cook at 13.
Okay. Well, one of those is harder to learn than the other.
And so then...
You don't think you have to take a very extended course on
vacuuming?
How many
courses have you taken vacuuming?
He takes off because he starts to get big, goes on a European tour, goes to London.
Keep practicing.
You're not doing it right. Goes to London with his teen bride. They get off the plane. He's huge over there already. Reporters meet him. One goes right up to her and goes, who are you? And she says, I'm married to him.
I'm married, Lee Lewis.
And then they ask how old she is. She lied and said she was 15. The reporter does.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fine.
Everything's cool. Does his due diligence and then breaks the story the next day that he is not only married, but's married to a 13-year-old who is his first cousin.
See, I thought he served time for that or got into some legal trouble.
What happened was that story broke and the tour that was supposed to go on all over Great Britain, it failed. He comes back over to the U.S. He decides, well, let's normalize this. And so he goes on this TV show.
Yes.
And here she is with him on stage with like pigtails and chewing gum. Looks like a sixth grader. And this is how it went down.
Jerry, what about this reception in London? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. We had a very good reception, sir.
And oh, is that so?
Yes, we had a very nice time, and the people treated us real nice.
Well, the papers reported that you were greeted with silence over there and with catcalls from the audience. Is that right?
Well, I can't agree with them there, sir. Uh-huh. Our audience was very nice and very good.
Mm-hmm. Were you there, Mrs. Lewis?
I was there, but I wasn't at the shows.
Oh, you weren't at the shows. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you notice anything like that, that sort of reception?
No, it was a very good reception, I thought.
Well, why did you leave?
Well, I don't answer those questions, sir. My manager might knock my head off or something.
When were you married?
Pardon?
When were you married?
Well, we leave our personal questions out of this, sir.
All right. Well, good luck.
Well, my questions are done.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
He's answered everything. So that, for whatever reason, back then in America, especially the American South, it wasn't that big a deal. His career wasn't ruined by this.
Wait, I just did a Google search for pictures of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it shows her laying in a hospital bed with a baby.
That's
and
right.
And him there. So they had a baby together?
So go ahead. Yes. She had a baby at 14. Pregnant at 13. And so that is cut three.
After they came back and after his divorce was finalized.
Oh, by the way, remarried. Yeah, pause that. They also found out that he was still married to his second wife that he had two kids with at the age of 21. So this marriage wasn't legal. So he had to divorce the second wife, remarry the 13-year-old, which he did.
After they came back and after his divorce was finalized, he remarried Myra so that there was no question that this was a marriage in good standing. But the damage was done.
It destroyed a man's career.
That's her.
But it didn't destroy our marriage. If anything, it made us stronger because we were attacked.
We don't care what the world says or does. We should love each other.
Soon, Myra is overjoyed to learn that she's pregnant.
I always loved children.
What I had wanted all my life was a house, a home, and a baby.
All her life.
Yeah,
at
all
13.
13 years of it. Jeez.
And it was just okay. So then, fast forward, they get divorced, of course. He's cheating on her with 1,000 different women. He's addicted to whatever uppers there are of the day, amphetamines. He goes back to London, all right? In the 80s, this is him on stage in London in the 80s.
Really, sincerely, I would like to say one more time, what a great honor it is to be back in London, England. I feel like this is home to me, you know. Well, this is where I first came over, and I brought my little 13-year-old cousin with me. Remember that? Little did I know she was really a cousin. 32nd cousin of mine.
So wrong. And he thrived for 50 years after this went down.
Why is DJ in there applauding all this? What are you doing, DJ?
I hear a man filled with contrition there.
Is that not? Right, yeah. He's truly sorry for the wrong. And by the way, Jerry Lee Lewis married 8 times. So he got married 6 more times or whatever after that. And a few of them died in very mysterious circumstances.
Really?
Dude, it is crazy.
So he's in hell.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He's in hell right
he's
now.
He's in the deepest parts of hell.
You know who his cousins are other than her?
In real life?
Yeah.
Who?
Mickey Gilley. And Jimmy Swaggart.
Really?
That's what I remember. I mean, I think that's right. So Gillies, when you go to Gillies.
Right. That's a part of it. Well,
Jerry Lee Lewis's cousins.
The TV show, again, is called Who the Blank Did I Marry? It's on Discovery. I think you can watch it on Max.
Okay. That was the show that Julie was on after she caught Corby.
Right.
With the
I knew he loved
dogs,
but... We all love dogs, but... All right, Gordo, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, guys.
There it is.
Thank you, guys.
The Rant Revival.